Well, Ellie, guys, hey, I'm having a Peroni tonight. And a bag of crisps, actually chips. And also I'm having some chocolate-covered raisins. Hey, I know how to party. Now, as I'm a pretty old guy now, don't know how that happened. I'd like to just share with you how Femmons have changed, physically and mentally, from when I was a young man. This is what AI says what Femmons looked like back in my time. By God. I didn't see that many of them, but he's kept the picture. They were generally slim. Not that much makeup. Then in my day, jeans and sort of Levi's were in. And yes, a lot of them actually showed their tummies. Why? Because that's where they keep the baby. And although their attitude wasn't great then, it was a lot better than it is today. They weren't so far up their own asses. Well, some were. They weren't so aggressive, let's say. But they were selling the same thing. And we all know what that is, don't we, guys? They definitely weren't as entitled as they are today. But they still cost money. Because nothing's free when a Femmon's involved. But it was kind of bearable at the time. Well, let's fast track to the modern day Femmons of today. Then for some reason they are very, very entitled. These modern Femmons, mostly all of them, believe that they're tens. Where the makeup that the girls put on in my day would have lasted probably 3 months. These Femmons put it on in one day. They don't just enhance their looks, they build a new face. And they're all very high maintenance. And the prices for these Femmons have gone through the roof, at least in their minds. But what are they offering? Well, they're offering exactly the same thing the Femmons in my day were offering. Because it really is all Femmons have. But for some reason, these Femmons believe that they're far more valuable than they are. Which is surprising because most of them have been round the block many times. Most of the Femmons in my day were low mileage. Well, not some of them, of course. But this is Femmon logic. They think you're going to pay a lot more for a vehicle that has done a lot more miles than it should have done for its age. And all us guys know the amount of mileage on a vehicle means it could be very unreliable and break down any time. And the Femmons of today are far more deceivers than they were in my day. You have breast implants, lip fillers, cheek implants, and they rear as well. And of course, Femmons have always done this, dressed up for show and tell, specifically to get attention from the males. Of course, we're supposed to believe they do it for themselves. No, nobody believes that anymore. They do it for one thing, to get the attention from males. Then when the males give them any attention at all, they tell you you're a creep. They don't really want to be in a caring relationship, because they're not prepared to do anything at all in the relationship whatsoever. Except maybe just be there. They're basically just looking for a benefactor. Femmons have always held society to kind of ransom for being a Femmon. Because they can have babies. Not without a man, though. If they go to a clinic to get impregnated, the sperm has to come from a man. But it looks like they've actually outpriced themselves. Because males are walking away in droves, and you can't blame them, can you? And the juice ain't worth the squeeze. Males don't need sex to survive. And nowadays, they'd rather just pull one off. You know, I gotta tell you, this Peroni tastes damn good tonight. I don't drink every night, just sometimes at the weekends. Because then it's an event. Most Femmons can't actually comprehend, can they? Because they're so damn arrogant today. That a man without a Femmon is still a man. A Femmon without a man is just an empty vessel, drifting in the ocean with no compass. God, that was so deep. That's just Peroni, it must be. You take it easy, guys.